Next item on the agenda is the oyster restoration, approval 2008. Restoration program.
Good afternoon. This is the normal replenishment plan that we give to you every year about this time, where we, in your package, you have what we plan to do for restoration, and you also have in there the procurement procedures, which is the main thing that has to be adopted today. The program is about what it was last year, mostly implementing recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Orchard Panel. We've had significant state budget cut that, at least for this year, we're covering in-house with waterway improvement funds to cover the general funds that we're losing. But more importantly, for the long term, we've lost most of our federal oyster restoration money that looms as a bigger problem down the road. In the program, we have basically what we had last year. We have wild seed. We have a big spattle and shell program trying to get the industry geared up. We have the normal shell work. We have some money for Countnose rays to continue that program of trying to reduce them, and we have a small training program for watermen for agriculture.
Jim, did we increase the amount per pound in the Countnose rays?
No, I mean, we just don't have enough money to do that with the budget cuts we've had. And
we don't really know how much budget cuts we've had as of right now, do we?
Well, but at this point,
this is a contingency plan.
This is a contingency plan, and we're advertising for actually to only have the people in the program that were in it last year. And we've set the limit at what they actually caught last year as opposed to what we we had $200,000 last year. They caught about $120,000 worth, so we set at that level. I mean, if we luck out and we get more money than we anticipate, then things could be different. But at this point, we're trying to make the money go around, trying to pick up some of the things that we've lost from the federal funding that we've lost. So.
Okay. Any questions of Jim? We do have to have a motion today to approve the procurement. Ms. McCroskey, is it passed your muster? Okay. I'm going to handle the procurement aspect. I know Mr. Carr wants to say something, and I have no problem with that, but let's just handle the formality first. I need a motion to accept the...
I move to accept the procurement process as stated.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve the procurement. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Kent, did you want to say something, sir?
Yes, sir.
Been here all day long. A better part of it, anyway.
Commissioner... Board members.
Good to see you, man.
I'm a oysterman, fourth generation in the family, and I attend the replenishing meetings, two weeks ago at Monday, and I have disagreements on replenishing. One thing, they're going to pay $12 a bushel for seed oysters and buy it from private ground leaseholders, and we have a plenty of seed in James River for $3 to $4 a bushel, where you can plant three or four more bushels for what dollar amount that you're paying for the $12. And I disagree with that. And you've got the upper James River with all the seed being raised, which I'm going to start planting next week on my grounds. And we're buying seed from somebody, a private outfit, for $12. And you're cutting all these watermen down James River that used to seed oyster in the past out of work. And we keep getting cut and cut and cut. I had a rough year last year, and thank God I made it through it. But I'm having a tough time just surviving in the oyster business this year, because I actually started with nothing. And we had January closed up, which I disagreed with that. Don't know the reason why, but thank y'all for opening the season. And I did have my limit today, 8 bushels, right at Brown Shoals. By the bridge there, if you go across James River Bridge, you can see us working there. And it's the best sign I've seen since, I'd say, the 90s in the river forest oysters. They're fat. They don't even look like James River oysters. And they look more like Rappahannock. And things that have happened to the oyster business this year, I've been really upset with. Throwing the 4 1/4 inch oysters in Rappahannock back over, and they were so poor that there's no way they can live or spawn or do anything. And that took all the primes out the market for us to sell up the road. That was a bad decision, but we can't look back on it. We got to look forward and start making some better decisions on what we're doing in this business. If not, we're doomed, because it's not very many young people. I reckon I've got, well, my little nephew, 14 years old, he's anxious to go work with me every chance he gets, but you don't see any young kids wanting to get in the oyster business. And it's a business that went down because of a lot of reasons. Some of them are unknown, some of them are known, but you had farm runoffs, and some of that stuff's been changed. And I've seen a lot of improvements and a lot of good in the oyster business. And I asked the commission to look at some of the decisions that are being made that are really hurting us. And we don't have any representation as watermen to come here and speak to us. And it's hard to get the watermen together to say what we have to say. But some of the decisions that need to be looked at and evaluated a little bit better.
I'm going to get to answer your question first, number one. The second thing, I told you to come by and see me.
Yes, sir. That's
also, when you come by to see me, bring me something written. Doesn't have to be what right. your ideas are, what okay. you think is the right thing to do. Jim, the James River issue, I'm sorry, looking the other way, does it have to do with disease?
Yes, this issue is pretty much settled by the Blue Ribbon Orchard Panel that we would not move any more James River seed because of the disease and lack of resistance in those animals. So.
Okay. We can talk about it.
Yeah, but the majority of the oysters in the state of Virginia are coming out of James River. It hasn't been any restoration in James River in the last 2 or 3 years. I go to the replenishing meetings, and I speak my mind there. But I don't feel that what I'm saying or what Doug Jenkins says or Roger Parks or Mr. Gaskins, we're all there at every meeting. We very seldom miss a meeting. And you got seed up James River. They might have MXX or Derma or whatever disease they say they have in them, which is beyond my knowledge as a scientist, as a waterman. But it's seed in James River that could be brought down and put onto dredged rocks that would help us out a whole lot. A little bit of management, not a whole lot of management, a little bit of management on that would mean a whole lot to the industrial business as far as the amount of oysters coming out the river. And we've got to compete with the Gulf and the other places on the price. And with that limit and no reseeding or reshelling in the James River is not a very good future for us, and I think it should be discussed and looked into in the future.
Thanks, Kent. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Anything else on the repletion issue, Jim? Okay. Thanks. Next item on the agenda are the striped bass. Who's? Kent, take care.
Thank
you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
As